Hey there, it's Leslie here with a quick update on what's coming up next on Season 7 of the Hello Personality podcast. This season, we're diving back into the Enneagram. Now, we've covered some of the basics of the Enneagram in Seasons 2 and 4 already. So this season, we're going to explore the things to which each Enneagram type says yes too much. When you hear that theme, you might immediately think about saying yes to people. But I also want us to explore this topic more broadly. In other words, you can say yes to people, of course, but you can also say yes to things, experiences, learning opportunities, as well as some of your type-related patterns. I wanted to explore this topic with you because I found that it's a pretty universal problem. And if you don't currently feel like you say yes too much, I would still love for you to stay open to what you might learn this season to expand your awareness of what I'm calling your yes-related patterns. Now, I do have some theories about what I think each type says yes to most often based on my own knowledge and experience of working with clients, but I've also been conducting research by surveying people of each type to see what their thoughts are on the things to which they feel like they say yes too much. And you're going to hear the results of some of that research this season. You're also going to hear directly from some of these people who were surveyed as they share their thoughts on what they have observed in their own life and by doing some deep inner work with their Enneagram type, their subtype, and their instinctual sequence. Now, you've probably heard this before, but a yes is usually a no to something else. And saying yes too much or to the things that actually take you farther away from who you truly are and who you want to be in this world can leave you feeling sad or unfulfilled, frustrated, or overwhelmed, and it may actually even eventually lead to burnout as well. I really want to help you focus on what matters most in this one finite life that you have, and becoming more aware of your yeses will help you say yes more intentionally and when it really matters most. Now, if you're listening to this trailer when it's first published, all of this is coming up soon in the next couple of episodes when episode 1 launches. And in that first episode, we're going to talk more about what it means to say yes and how you can set yourself up to observe your yeses over the course of this season. All right, I'll see you then. Take care.